7 o'clock. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Today is May 14th. This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Now, before we get started, I have to go back to the artificial intelligence. Apparently, we pay for each use. I thought we just got to use it whenever we wanted it.
Yeah, we did.
But we pay, Amy said we pay for each use, and the planning board and the ZBA and the other... committees have more precedence than we do, I guess, because she said there wasn't enough money for us to use it also. Okay, so...
Don't we have it in our budget that we could use it?
There's nothing for AI in our budget.
Well, no, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, we have a bottom line.
Anyway, that's Amy told me, that those other... Everybody else needs it, so we don't get it, basically. She was much nicer about it than after that
experience. We'll have to use it during budget season.
How much is it?
I don't have any idea. So for now, Janet's going to do the minutes. We have the recordings. Please be sure to say your name, because even though we're not using AI, Janet can't tell everybody's voice. And
she'll have to get used to who's talking.
And even sometimes, I listened once and I couldn't tell whose voice it was. So, I mean, it's difficult on the recording. So, and I know I'm one of the worst offenders at this. So let's just try to remember to say your name before you speak and to make it easier for Janet to do the minutes, because we're not using AI right now. Hopefully, during budget season, that will change.
Can we add it to the budget? Our budget?
Next year?
We can't change our budget now. We've been approved.
No, but I think we have enough money to do it. I know Zoom is like $199 a year.
But the AI is extra.
But if you go and chat AI, isn't that free? Chat AI?
Chat GPT. There's some free services out there, but I couldn't tell you what.
Well, we pay for the AI. Well, that's what Amy said, we pay for the AI.
Yeah, there's different programs.
Anyway,
so that's okay.
We'll tonight.
Today, and we
won't worry about it. Okay.
I'm doing it. Okay.
What's that?
You're doing a great job.
It's just when we get to those 2-hour meetings,
you
know, that it gets
you're
a little bit
sick is what you're doing.
No, that's not allowed. It gets a little more difficult. So, all right. So the first thing on the agenda here is the minutes from the April 9th meeting, which I think Janet did a wonderful job. Are there any changes or corrections? Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Steve,
yeah, Steve
makes a motion.
I'll second it.
Bill seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes are approved.
I'll abstain. For Josh.
Josh abstains.
I wasn't here.
Because he wasn't here. Now, the questions from the last meeting. Steve had a question about, we were talking about the fund balance and the interest on our investments, and if the fund balance was in an interest-bearing account, and Sue was going to find that out for us.
Yes. The fund balance, Kathy takes care of that, the treasurer, and then the trustee of the trust funds takes care of the rest of the things. And they offered to come into a meeting so you'd know exactly what they're doing. And so I also got a copy of the investment policy, if you'd like a copy of that, so you can see what's going on and what goes into there.
I would like a copy of that just for my own.
Yeah. Is there a reason why the fund balance is not in an interest-bearing account?
Yeah. I think she uses, if it's what Ms. Filbert takes care of that. Oops.
Oh, there we go.
There he is.
Okay.
Hi, Ryan.
We can see you now. Okay, what's that?
Okay, so this lists here the scope of the investment policy, and it applies to the general fund, the sub-accounting funds, special revenue funds, capital project funds, and any new funds created by the town. That's but Kathleen takes care of the budget for the town, okay? The trustee of the trust funds take care of all the trust funds, okay? And I believe they take care of, I don't know for sure, Lynn, but I think they take care of the other funds also, all the rest of the funds. And she is basically invested in CDs for the town things.
Okay.
And then the trustee of the trust fund, they actually have, I didn't know this, they actually have someone hired, a financial planner from the bank that we use, and they meet with that person four times a year. And they tell them what they think that they should invest in, the trustee of the trust funds. So that's how that works. But they would probably have a lot better information, and you could ask them questions, and they offered to come in if that would make it easier. And she could probably explain it better than I do.
Do we have an interest?
Yeah, so on this revenue report, Steve Tremblay, this is last year, year-to-date interest was $26,000. This year it's $191.
For the quarter. Because I asked her about this. I was looking at this quickly, and I said, I know the ambulance fund for the previous year was more than $120,000. I thought this was a total for the whole year. And what she's doing is she's comparing it to this quarter last year, or this month last year. It's a little bit different than we've been doing it, but Tamara will do whatever we want, however we want to have it set up. We used to have it set up that it was how much was approved and then how much is spent. But they're doing it a little bit different this year.
Okay, where are you seeing on the revenue report? Oh, this is Lynn.
Second page.
The second page. Interest on investment.
Oh, there we go.
Excuse me.
Well, we've got, what, over $1 million in the fund, so $191 is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just for, I think, this quarter.
Even, it's ridiculous for a month.
A quarter of $26,000.
Yeah, this report says from January 1st through May, and prior year to date, so it should be the same.
Yes, okay.
So we're comparing apples to apples, it's just, it's not.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Something's off.
It's $26,000 difference.
See right here.
That's crazy.
On interest on investments, year to date is $191. And last year was $26,000.
Get that number in the report?
It's got to be wrong because it's two different categories. The bank interest, I think, is just for, that's what Ms. Filbert takes care of. She doesn't take care of all our other revenue that you see coming in here.
Yeah, but those numbers are,
I know,
same.
It doesn't make sense to me. No. Well, this whole thing didn't make sense to me until I talked to her.
Can we have them come into the next meeting and kind of explain to
please.
Us?
Yeah.
Oh, the trustees can. But
no,
also,
but Kathleen.
Well, I'm just thinking like this. I don't understand that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's showing $191 when the last 2 years is consistently around $25,000, $26,000.
Okay. And this young lady, you know, is new, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because she didn't even know she had to make these reports. So
no, wait, you're talking about Tamara?
Yeah.
No, we're talking about...
Yeah, but I'm saying she didn't know she
Katie.
Had to generate
oh, no.
these.
Yeah, right.
She does now.
But Katie, she's the treasurer,
right?
She could explain to us...
What she invests in?
Or what kind of interest we get and what's invest.
Mm-hmm.
Which
okay.
one is in CDs or which one's just...
It could be a great reason. You know, I just.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they're. I'm sure they're.
Could she have the laptop here and pull up the QuickBooks and go, oh, here's why that number hasn't been entered in yet?
Yeah.
No.
It could be a different CD that pays interest you know, at the end or something, right?
True.
So,
yes.
Yes.
Okay.
$26,000.
Anyway, okay. So that's. You can talk, find out when they want to come in and explain.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
Stuff to us. Okay, and
you want Kathleen also?
Well, if she's the one that can explain it.
I know she does CDs. She invests. I talked to Carla. She invests certain things. So we'll
see.
If we can get both of them in, maybe it'll be easier.
Okay. And then whatever you have there, that if you could give us all copies of, you said they gave you something that explains it all.
This is the investment policy itself. it doesn't really, it's not gonna answer what, exactly what you have for questions.
Okay, all right.
But I can give you guys copies of the investment policy.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else I got a copy of. Because there was another question you guys had a question on, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the restrictions on the town investments, that's in here.
Okay, all right.
And I'll ask them if they can win.
And I don't think we had any questions for the school last time. So we'll start off with the town reports. The town expenditure report we'll look at first.
Oh, there was a question I had for the school.
Oh, okay.
I mean, for the town.
Yes.
The ambulance line, there's a lot of them with a dollar placeholder, but they're spending money out of it, like a
yes.
considerable amount.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want to talk about that after?
Well,
it says right here they're expending it.
Yeah.
Expending it, but there's nothing budgeted for
But
it.
The approved portion is
but
only a dollar.
What happened, okay, I had a discussion at the deliberative session with Mike. Okay. And somebody else was standing there. Amy or
it was Andrea.
Andrea. It was Andrea. And he said, well, how am I supposed to do this? Because we said they have to take, I forgot the amount, $30,000 out of the revolving fund to cover.
So we didn't have to raise and appropriate that.
To cover these expenses. So I think Andrea told him to just overspend the line and then they would transfer the money back from the revolving fund.
But legally it still has to be listed as a budgeted expense because if we did that for school.
You don't have revolving funds, though, do you?
We have funds.
You don't have revolving.
We have the federal funds that come in for the school lunches.
Yeah, yeah, but this is the revolving fund that where the money's coming from.
But it's still, so you could end up over $30,000 on your expenditure report.
Well, that means he's overspent his budget.
But that $30,000 isn't budgeted.
That's right.
So all these ones are going to be like $30,000 or $40,000 at the end.
Well, but he knows how much he was supposed to take out of there.
Yeah, then it's
he didn't
not
take it out. The town.
The ones.
That the town said would be taken out of there.
But legally, it should be, for accounting purpose correctness, it still should be listed as an expense.
It can't be because it's coming out of a revolving fund
but
and
it
not,
is listed
not
as
the
an
town.
Expense.
Okay,
so
he's listing
it
as an expense.
If it's going to be expense.
But we're not budgeting it because it's supposed to come out of, they're supposed to pay it out of the revolving fund.
So maybe these expenditures should be going into the revolving fund?
That's an accounting thing. I mean, that's beyond our.
Because at the end of the year, say everybody spent what they were supposed to spend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he spent $40,000 over, the town would be overspent by $40,000.
That's why. It's all those ones because he's not supposed to spend the $40,000. The town's not supposed to give him the $40,000.
Right.
He's supposed to take it out of the revolving fund.
Right. But you hear what I'm saying? Like it'll still show as a minus $40,000.
Like I said, that's an accounting thing.
So who do we ask in the office?
Well, you can talk to Tamara, and you can talk to the auditors. Probably, maybe the auditors.
Yeah, Tamara might not know.
Yeah, because she's brand new.
She is brand new.
But you might want to talk to the auditors.
Because the revolving fund, I asked.
And find out how do we do it for the accounting.
Yeah, because it really shouldn't be here if it's not going to be budgeted.
Because it isn't budgeted.
It shouldn't, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right,
it shouldn't be listed here.
Right.
Somebody. It looks like somebody tried to do some creative accounting that didn't work very well.
Well, he wasn't sure how to do it, so I.
He just was told.
That's what Andrea said. Just
do it.
Yeah. Just overspend the lines, and we'll transfer the money in from the
before the end
fund.
Of the year. So, yeah, so I think you'll find it won't be overspent at the end of the year because they'll make sure that they take it all out of the revolving fund.
Well, it'll come in as an unexpected income from the revenue account.
No.
Because it won't be on the P&L.
Right, because it's not in the budget. It's
right.
not in the budget.
So,
it'll be a wash, I think, if he stays on budget. I think you'll find at the end of the year when we get the money from the revolving fund, or if they do a quarterly, I'm not sure what, this will be a wash.
So we'll take it out of here? Because it's still going to show as an expense.
How do we do the food service? Because that's...
Food services we have to budget for.
Right, but then they give us the money. Right.
Yes, but it's listed as an expense on our budget. Those two little numbers in the middle have to go on, so we have to, quote-unquote, get the town to vote on, even though we get the funds back, the town has to vote on it.
Right. Right.
So I'd love to take that $250,000 out.
Yeah, then it's in revenue. Yeah, we have to do the same thing for things that we get reimbursed
for. But for school, we have to list it as an expense
on
the budget.
But we didn't include it in the budget.
It should be.
Well,
we'll see. Why don't we find out? Who knows?
Why don't we check with the auditors?
Yeah.
How it should be done.
Yeah.
Because we didn't include it in the budget.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to remove $250 from the school budget.
Okay. Is everybody with us here? Do you understand what we did? What was?
I'll check with the auditors. How's that?
We're good.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll get a real answer.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, any other questions on the expenditure report? Oh, this is Lynn, by the way. Wait, let me see. Anything else in here?
Hi, Bill Safi, I have a question. Is the reevaluation of the properties done?
Don't get me going.
I don't know.
Because I never heard back when I asked to have mine adjusted.
It's going to us first. It has to go to this. Yes, I asked about this.
This is back in March, though, right?
I know.
Yeah.
And so I asked about that at our meeting Monday, as a matter of fact. So they were supposed to be done for our meeting Monday, but they're not done. They weren't done, or they just finished or whatever. So they're not going to come. We don't have a meeting at the end of May, so they're not going to come until the first meeting in June. And what he does is, this is what I understand, he gives us a list of everybody. We don't normally, I probably shouldn't say this publicly, but we don't normally have problems like this. This is the first time we've used this company for reassessing the whole town. And so there's quite a few people who have had their assessments changed, or we hope they have. So Steve, the owner, or the guy, the big league, he goes over everything. He says whether he approves it or not. So you might request and give good reasons, but he might say, no, it's going to stay. And so we have to look at all these names and all these reasons and either agree with Steve or we don't have to agree with Steve.
So from a budgetary standpoint, though, are they charging us extra? Or is it...
I hope not. We had a... I mean, it's 250.
I know, but it's gone on for a long time.
Well, that's...
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
When I asked the tax guy, he said legally they don't have to have an answer till June.
They what?
Legally, they don't have to answer the abatement requests until June.
Well, yeah, but that has to be filed with the state and everything by the time we do that. And that's in June. But we haven't normally had this situation. We'll see what happens.
I'm just curious.
I know.
Okay, don't forget to say
that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, whoops.
That was Sue and
Bill. That was Sue complaining.
And Bill.
Stephanie.
Okay. All right. Any other questions on the expenditure report?
Did the police department hire all their full-time employees that they wanted?
Yep, they filled up.
Yeah,
the three of them, I think, are in going to the academy in May, or it is May, whenever that starts.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Now we got this
report
on the Smith building. I don't think we have to even look at it. It's just a breakout.
I think she made a mistake because we didn't have the other one.
Yeah, but we didn't have the revenue report.
Yeah, we didn't have the real one. So
but here's the revenue report, which we were already looking at with the interest. So this is the revenue report, and that was just about the Smith building.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that
was. Are there any other questions on the revenue report? This is the one I just gave you tonight.
Yeah, because when I spoke, I said to Mayor, I said there's only one page and it's all Smith. I said, so this isn't right. This isn't correct, but again, she's learning.
She's new. That's what you...
I know.
So I was just curious why the cable TV franchise tax is cut, is half of what it was last year. This year it's $10,600. Last year it's $22,400.
Where are you now?
On the second page. Line item 3509. This is Josh, by the way.
Down here.
The cable TV franchise tax is $10,000 this year, whereas last year and the year before it was hovering around $23,000.
Is that because we're halfway through the year, or almost halfway?
Except it says prior year, year-to-date revenue.
Yeah.
It could be that they gave us the whole year. She might have done that.
Could it also be the town's agreement? When's the town's agreement with...
It's up. We haven't signed it yet. I said we need to. To get more.
Can we bring fiber in, please?
I'd like to if they come.
I would love to have fiber.
But Fidium,
whoever, yeah. Fidium.
You have to get enough people, I guess, to.
I will go door to door and do it.
I would too.
Okay. I don't think you'd have a hard time getting people.
No, we
to
wouldn't.
Say,
no,
please,
no.
Yes.
I don't think so either. Yeah,
no. I don't think so.
Because we usually make around $33,000 from cable. They pay us.
Mm-hmm.
They pay the town for the contract.
Exclusive rights.
But yeah.
Oh, I get you. We're going to give you 33 to be the only provider in town.
And we'll get it back easily.
Instead of doing that, could the town just impose a moderate tax on each household that's connected? Regardless of the provider?
I don't think you can do user fees, or else we could do it with school children. You know, if I didn't have any kids in school, I wouldn't have to pay the school portion. I don't think you can do it like that.
Hmm.
Bill Safi.
Oh, I'm sorry, Susan.
I'm not a fan of taxes, but it's better than having.
Maybe if someone contacted Fidium, however you say
they
could do like a postcard to everyone in town and see if they could make the switch. Maybe they would do the expense.
Between them, Fios, and Consolidated, there's three large fiber providers.
Anyone but Comcast.
I think they're in town.
Who?
Fios or Fidium.
Really?
Because I had a customer down on Brown Road, and he was trying to set up a satellite for his mower. And he switched from Comcast to somebody else, and it was, I don't know what it was.
Because they use the same wires from what I understand.
But I was like, I didn't know they were out here yet, and he says, they are.
I didn't know they were either.
So I could be misinformed. But.
Yeah, I wonder, do they need permission from the town to use the poles?
Well, they're supposed to. Yeah, we have a contract. I mean, they should. I haven't seen a contract from anybody else besides.
I wonder if he's using like a cell provider or something.
Starlink. If he's using satellite, it's got to be Starlink.
It might be. I don't know.
Yeah. T-Mobile had a special, $49.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And I called and I was able to do it if I wanted to, but I just like, I got too much shit to do to deal with it.
Yeah.
Next
time. Bill Safi.
For the record, he has too much bleep to do.
God.
Yeah. Okay, this is Lynn. Any other questions on the revenue report?
No,
problem. Okay. So we'll go to the school.
Almost there.
Home stretch, right?
Yeah, we're getting close.
Steve Tremblay, quick question. The way the school works, being that school's almost done, that means the budget's almost spent, type of thing. There's maybe a couple carried over into June or July or something.
Yeah. It's looking.
Yeah, if you look at the bottom line, now, and the school shows the encumbrances, so if they know they have to pay the teachers till the end of the school year. So they'll include that in the encumbrances. So all the bills that they know they have to pay, they'll include. That doesn't mean there won't be any other bills.
Yeah, just in a little bit of time from when we met until when she gave me this, it was $23,000 less. So.
Yeah. So as of this one, it shows a $300,000 about remaining.
That's my second question. Still, Steve Tremblay. Is I noticed a lot of the expenses are the special ed. So with a new slew of kids coming in, do we know how many are going to be requiring some assistance for different teachers for that?
They don't know at the moment. So with Child Find, I think they identify them at 3 years of age.
Yeah.
They do testing, but I don't know if parents are aware. So when kindergarten comes in and they do their evaluations, but we haven't had in the past couple years. any surprises. Yeah, they kind of already know with because they can be identified so young. As far as teachers, they are going to have 20 new students between May of this year and school start next September. So Becky did present, you know, this is what it looks like if we stay the way we are. This is what it looks like if we add a teacher. This is what it looks like if we add two, being her preferred. And the board decided not
two
to vote
teachers?
On it. Yeah. So the board decided to not vote on it. They emailed us the PowerPoint to look at, and then we'll be discussing it in the June meeting.
Wasn't just one teacher for fifth grade? Wasn't that what we
needed? That's what we needed. And then
so
20 new students enrolled.
Is it 20 through all 8 grades, are they?
Yeah.
So.
At high school, they're losing some, like they...
This is after, like, high school losses, kindergarten enrollment, and then there's, like, 8 or 9 between May and the end of school that have moved in. So, just to let you know. The PowerPoint was on the...
website?
YouTube, when we had our meeting.
Oh. Are they going to get Zoom?
No.
That was Sue and Stephanie.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, Sue.
Okay, I just had a couple of questions. This is Lynn. The special ed salaries, it shows an $80,000 deficit.
Okay.
So on salaries, I don't get how we could have $80,000 deficit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see that we have special need kids coming in and out, and
if I'm not mistaken, we took a contracted service and hired them direct, so that they're actually less money. But I'll follow up just to make sure.
So it's less on the contract.
It's less on another line.
Okay, because I noticed some of the contract services were
If I am remembering correctly, there was someone that we transferred from contracted services to a school employee, but I'll find out for sure.
And then SPED Elementary, the retirement support is a $9,000 deficit. Oh, maybe that would be the retirement for whoever we transferred.
Maybe. I'll ask.
And then there was another one on transportation. Woo, what was that?
That was a new student right around budget time. For special ed transportation?
$112,000.
For a student?
Well, that's the deficit.
For special ed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special ed transportation. Now, can we take that out of our fund?
Yes, you can.
Emergency fund?
Yeah.
Only if we are below our...
only if we would be overspent if we did it.
Yeah.
I understood them to say that we could use that fund if something unexpected or someone unexpected came into the school district. That's when you go to that fund.
So here's the accounting philosophy of it. We had $275,000 fund balance. If we tap that $200,000 fund that we have, we're going to have a warrant article to put that money back in so that we would still have that emergency fund.
But what level is it at now? What's the amount of that fund now?
I think
it's
2-something.
It is 2-something. Oh, actually, we got the trustee account right here.
We do?
Yeah.
Would the schools be on
there? Mm-hmm. Here, the playground, everything's on there.
The gym, $37,000 sitting there for the gym.
Well, Safi, any rebates from the bus company for the lack of a bus?
The last meeting they had with them was with their lawyer and our lawyer, and we presented the facts that they were unable to substantiate the amount that they were back billing us versus what we deducted, and they have not gotten back to us. So, I mean, that was from our last meeting. They may have now, but I won't know till then. Yeah, once we deducted the money, they if you go over your time, they say a bus route will take 3 hours. If they go 3 hours and 10 minutes, they bill us for that 10 minutes at an astronomical rate. But one of the things that they didn't realize was the bus depot was supposed to be in Hooksett. So when they managed the time it would take for bus runs, they were thinking the bus was in Hooksett. Well, now the bus is in Candia, so how the heck are we going over?
Right.
Mm.
So well, they can't substantiate.
Yeah, it's closer to Auburn, too. I mean,
it was supposed to be Granite, near Granite Hill.
Yes,
Honda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're creating their own problems by not having that extra. The bus
that management, yeah.
They're trying to make up for their losses in Hooksett by doing us. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yes, so I feel it's a good thing that their lawyer hasn't gotten back to us, because the last conversation was, oh, I understand what you're saying now. And hopefully, fingers crossed.
Okay.
I
will. What?
That was Stephanie.
Oh. Okay. Any more questions on the school expenditure report? Right.
You guys should really look on the school website to see how we won the School of Excellence, because one of the reasons we won is because of our small classroom size and individual learning. I mean, I'd read the hubbub, it makes it sound so much better, but
pretty good. We don't have the trust funds. We don't have a report.
She said, I thought Melissa said she sent it.
I don't have it. If she did, I would have seen it. Okay, the school revenue report. Any questions on that?
So this is the prior year at the same time? No.
Did we have that money left over because so many didn't go to high school this year? We didn't have to pay their tuition because that enrollment went way down?
Because Corey did not budget for the appropriate amount of children, you'll see in the high school line that we're actually in a deficit.
Yeah, the high school lines.
Because of the previous business administrator didn't count the right amount of kids. So for next year, we'll be good.
What's the Pinkerton tuition right now?
Oh, you would ask that. It's like 15.
15?
But I can get you.
It's under 20, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We consider state average per pupil is 23,000, 24,000. It's pretty good.
That's a tough one. That's K through 8, I think. I believe that's K through 8, that the statewide is 23. The high schools are different because the special ed is so
I've only ever heard in the context of overall special ed.
Yeah, it's they do it. The special ed from K through 8 is so much more intense than high school. The theory was catch them while they're young so that when they're in high school they won't need as much. Mm. And it worked.
Interesting.
It has worked for the kids I know that have gone through the program. But the bigger, heavy hitters for special ed in high school are the ones that have a severe disability, like Down syndrome, and about a couple.
Okay.
So that trust has been at 187 for the special ed, but that then somebody's already gone into it.
I can ask.
Because I know it was 200-something.
Well, this shows the catastrophic aid revenue, if you look at the revenue report, $263,000. Current year revenue, $289,000. So
that's the state of New Hampshire does their calculation per student and expenditures and decides how much they're going to give you for aid.
So if we haven't been using it, it should be at least that much.
Right, it's only 187. We must have used it.
We must have used something.
Yeah, you probably have. Oh, I was going to say, you keep everything then.
So you probably.
Well, I'm just looking at the revenue report that we just got.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. All right. No more questions on that. We'll go to the enrollments. And the enrollments are going up, believe it or not.
Yeah, and there's a couple more between now and June 30th that have enrolled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, Steve Trembley, when do they close, or do they close, the when you can register?
They don't close it.
They can't do that legally, right?
Yeah. They can't do that.
I don't know.
Is anybody registered as kindergartners?
No, they're in like, they're entitled to an education. They can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's always the 8th.
I think getting wild card is how the kids go in the kindergarten.
We have 40 so far.
40 in kindergarten?
Big kindergarten.
Enrolled.
Enrolled, yeah. So there'll be some more. Yeah. Big class.
Well, in October last year, there were 39.
Oh, high school.
Yeah.
No, I'm in.
Oh, this report. She's looking at kindergarten.
I'm looking at kindergarten.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's comparable.
Yes. And they have three.
Three kindergarten classes.
I just have to ask, where are they going to put two more teachers?
So the 6th is going into 7th grade. And 7th and 8th, you have your social studies teacher, your English teacher, your science teacher. So if we don't move things around for this one little small group here who's been together who really shouldn't be together any longer because of behavior issues.
Behavior, yeah.
They would lose your subject-specific.
But we used to teach, like, for example, I taught language arts and social studies. Somebody else taught math and science.
Yeah, right now they have a math teacher, a science teacher, a social studies teacher, an English teacher.
But instead of hiring an extra person, I mean, you have one extra coming in.
You want the PowerPoint? It's pretty interesting to see all of the different...
I could go... Where'd you say it is, YouTube?
It's, well, yes, YouTube. And then she also went... Not only did she go of, like, so this is how many is in this group and this is what happens. There's another slide that shows the behavior, how many kids are on...
Behavior plans?
Behavior plans.
That's that different than an IEP, a behavior plan.
Yes, like this group that has one.
Is it mostly boys?
Yes. So this group with the one, their behavior is...
They sit there and...
The numbers are very high. And first grade, but...
Stephanie, Bill Saffy, is there a state average for class size per grade?
I think there must be.
It's recommended, too.
Yeah, that's being revoted on. That's another.
Because that's like 25 from K through 3.
Right.
It's like it might be 22 per class, and then the older grades they put more per class.
There's like 200 educational bills to be voted on, and that's one.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, because if you took the first grade and made it two classes instead of three, it'd be 17 kids in a class instead of 11, and use that teacher as the extra.
So I'm not going to pretend to be an education professional.
I'm not going to either.
Her diagrams of behavior problems, IEPs, number of students, number of sections, why, it's pretty amazing. I would have taken me a year to do.
But
so those are all the things that you have to look at to figure out what.
Someone...
You could ignore the recommendations or...
But someone said that's why they're keeping the assistant principal when there were questions last year about this budget. And they said because of the behaviors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that like have to go like go to the principal, like
mm-hmm.
follow
behavior.
Up with
mm-hmm.
parents, stuff like that, that's...
So we really don't need another teacher for behaviors. If
so
we're keeping
when you
the
have
assistant
10
principal,
kids in a class that have behavior problems in a specific classroom...
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to separate them, like, very carefully. So, I mean, you should take a look at it.
I know, it just...
I know, but that's the thing, it's hard to make a decision without being...
It is.
It's already out of the station.
Yeah.
Unsustainable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Any other issues to come before us?
Oh, I'd like to ask one thing. Do you want me to get all the information for the town, or are you going to ask for it? Because Melissa said you would ask for stuff and for Kyle and from her, and is that accurate?
No. Kim gave us every month, Kim gave us expenditure report and a revenue report.
Okay.
And that was it. Now, we discussed last budget season about wanting other types of information on, say, a quarterly basis. Remember we talked about mm-hmm. wanting the mm-hmm. information on the revolving fund mm-hmm. uh-huh. or the the trust funds, the balances.
Mm-hmm.
So we probably should make a list of exactly what we want.
Yeah, this is just referring to this meeting, is what I guess there are
but
other people
But then if we
asking.
Want it on a quarterly basis, then we will want it at the meetings. On the
right, but for this meeting, they got asked by, I guess, at least one or two people for the same information that I had already sent her an email for.
Well, you sent the email to them, but you didn't send it to me. So I didn't know what you had asked for. Then Linda called me and said, so we got a little...
Yeah, okay.
We were just...
So you want me to get the town stuff?
The questions. From now
on. That's the question.
The questions.
The answers to the questions you want me to get.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if we need reports and whatnot.
Okay, so let's just be clear. Every month, we want the expenditure report, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we want the revenue report.
Mm-hmm.
So would it be too much to ask if who's ever generating those reports can give us a note of explaining why there's such a big discrepancy or a big delta between numbers year to year? Because case in point, with the interest account showing $191, that's a huge jump. We're gonna ask the question, we're going to wait a month, but if they're running the report and they can just kind of reconcile it themselves, a good bookkeeper will tell you why that is.
And they'll be in, I'm sure they'll come in for the next meeting.
And I appreciate that, but in the future, if they're going to generate these reports, and they self-identify anomalies that they could proactively tell us, like, why it's an anomaly.
On both, are we doing the school and the town are going to do this?
I'm saying just the town
would
be fine.
The town. We're talking about the town.
Just the town, okay.
Because, for instance, if I was running that report, and I do reports mm-hmm. where I work, so it's like, if there's a big discrepancy of $20,000, I'm mm-hmm. going to make a note for my board to review that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's why, an explanation. A good bookkeeper can do that when they generate a report. If that's too much to ask for, so be it. We can just wait every other month to get a report and the questions back. But they would just save their time and our time.
You know how when we get the big budget, a lot of times when you see like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
There'll be a little remark.
That's exactly what
it'll say.
About, yeah.
Oh, we had to buy a new software program that costs $3,500.
Like our provider
so
went up
5%
explains.
And usually the ones that we have questions mm-hmm. on, they do explain the little something in the remarks. So that's mm-hmm. pretty helpful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So then, now.
We want trustees.
Okay, the balances in the trust funds. How often do you want those?
Let's just get them every month. They meet every month.
Okay, let's get a month.
Okay, trustee report.
And then how about the revolving funds?
Once a month.
Because there's three of them. Let's not just talk about the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because on the revenue report, it did show transfer from revolving funds.
Oh, it
revenue.
Did?
It did.
For the town?
There was.
Is that in the town revenue report?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that. There.
It's from transfer of funds from trust and agency, transfer of funds from capital reserve funds.
Wow.
So is there, other than... Is there are there more funds than that?
There are three.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And there's three revolving funds.
Okay. Police have one, right? Linda, is that the third one?
The police, the highway, and the fire.
Highway, that's what I'm calling.
Highway has one now. So how often do we want those?
Is there a benefit to having every month? Let's be realistic.
I think quarterly should be enough.
I think quarterly be sufficient.
Yeah.
Because we're just here to provide oversight.
Yeah.
I don't think we need micromanaging.
Yeah, the trustees of the trust funds, they have that information.
Yeah.
That's just the balances.
Yeah, the thing that'll take her the longest is generating explanations for any abnormal information. That'll take her the longest.
Well,
probably.
If it's too much, then like Josh says, we'll come back with our questions.
Yeah. Well, no, I'll ask her. I'll see if she's how busy she is, or maybe Melissa can put in an extra couple of hours or something. Yeah. We'll have to see.
To be clear, I'm not looking for them to like give an example of everything. It's like just a small change in number. I'm talking like when it's a huge discrepancy would be helpful.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So.
All right, so revolving funds, trustee
quarterly,
reports.
The balance in the trust funds monthly, and then the revenue report and the expense report like we get now.
Okay. And then I'll ask her about the explanation, see what she thinks.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else we need?
Just fiber optic cable in town.
Oh, no, I said before we signed that, I said, when is that up, by the way? And I think it's this year. She said, we'll discuss it on our show. It should be on the agenda. I could text you and tell you.
If you could, please, because that'd be happy to show.
Get in the audience, and that makes a big difference how the board votes.
I'd be happy to do that.
Would it be a select board, planning board?
Select board.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn? Steve makes a motion to adjourn.
I will second it.
And Bill seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a lovely evening, everyone.
Did you want to continue, Ryan?
Oh, poor Ryan.